Hey, Big Love fam, welcome to Super Freak. This is a high vibe podcast, y'all, exploring all things frequencies, how they govern form, shape our realities, and are the key to living from your full potential. It's non-woo convos about super woo shit, unpacking what I call the science of self, from body and soul literacy to the power of understanding vibration, higher consciousness, quantum physics, and spiritual psych. Let this podcast become a resource for you on your journey to self-mastery. If you're curious and ready to free your mind, unlock the body, and truly become limitless, then you're in the right place. I'm your host, Tally. This is Super Freak, awakening for the next gen. Let's go.
Disengaging from that pattern starts with intending it. It's about reclaiming your own sovereignty. So part of that is like having to kind of move through this guilt of feeling like you may or may not leave family members behind, which gets really heavy for people. Like imagine you're on a boat paddling and it's rough, like really, really rocky waters, like river rafting. You have your whole family with you, right? You guys are all in one boat and you can only save one person. Let's say you have a child in the boat. Let's say you have a husband in the boat, right? Partner. So you have multiple children in the boat. So you have an elder, you know, you have an elderly parent. They look around, you have a sister, sibling, brother, whatever. Ah, help me. I know it's kind of a hard visual, but just go with the metaphor for a second. And you just feel that intensity so deeply. There's so much emotional love. Like we all love our parents, even though it's all really hard. Even if we hate our family, we want out, but we feel entrapped. We can't get out. There's an aspect of us that have some type of emotional buy-in where we feel like there's no other way out. So the intention is, I know everyone will be okay. I am going to save myself. So you literally jump into, let's say, another raft that all of a sudden emerges and you completely leave your family behind. You have no idea what happens to them. What you don't see is there's a whole other option where everyone is saved because you saved yourself. I'm not responsible for their stuff. This shit is no longer mine. Through intention, take me to the inception point of when I signed up to take on everybody else's stuff. Connect that to a current moment in your life where you actively remember just saying, it's fine, I'll do it. I'll just do it. When do you take shit on? When do you say yes when you want to say no? It's the first memory of that. Connect those two points. Is there any information I need to know here? Again, connecting to your highest self. Know, feel, and sense that that is complete. You can collapse that wave function on itself by yourself, that you can do that. And then you have to back that up like really hard. So let's say you can just do that. Just give yourself permission to do that. And then you have to follow through with that. You actually, now the stakes are even higher because you've demanded, declared, therefore you're free of it. And now every single time you don't back yourself up on that for like a little while, let's say like a week or two, whatever, a month, that contract buys back in. You get a little bit of buyback and then you kind of own it at that point. Of course, I can help you get out of that and then rework some things. But whatever level you're at, just know that you don't have to clear for your family, whatever level you're at. And then you keep going until it doesn't feel so heavy. I know I'm not clearing for them, but I'm feeling them. And then that becomes the discernment. All right. So some patterns that we're going to work on today is we are going to do a little bit of clearing, and then it's going to be like a big love bubble fest to stabilize you, to work on some activations around really bringing in absolute love at DNA level, remembrance. Okay. Absolute absence of abuse. Okay. Absolute self-respect. Love is enwrapped in self-respect. They are almost the same in code. So unrequited love, unreciprocated love, essentially is when you long for someone who doesn't share your sentiments. A lot of times this is from a parent, from a father, okay, from an emotionally unavailable, avoidant mother, maternal line, narcissistic, abusive, gaslighting, etc. We've had this with our partners. If we did not experience that early on, the imprintation will be the reincarnation of that childhood playing out in our relationships until those patterns are healed. So it could be romantic feelings, sexual attraction, intense desire to be close to someone. They don't express that same interest back. Or it could just be a deep desire to make a bid for a connection or have a connection. That is not reciprocated back. That leaves a vacancy. It completely obliterates our value. Therefore, we feel like we don't have it inherently, that we have to perform for it, et cetera, et cetera. And then that pattern aggregates on itself over lifetimes in multiple family members. So if you have two siblings that grew up in the same household, both are performing for love, that pattern is extremely amplified. So you have to create, recreate, reparent, create the code from scratch. Fuck it. If I had full love, what would it be? What would it feel like? The worst part is basically kind of they tune you out. So you kind of become invisible. So working on variations, okay, nuances of unrequited love, unrequited love. This can also become extreme with anxiety, daydreaming around about daydreaming in general, about partners, or having delusional thinking about love, settling for far less than you know you deserve in relationships, or just total avoidance of relationships or anxiety around the idea of having them. And then on the other side of that would be idealized love. So this love sickness idea. So you have committed love, void of intimacy, dependent love, void of personal autonomy, passionate love, void of boundaries and self-value, practical love, void of fundamental authenticity, sacrificial love, void of balance and self-respect. So when that came in, just like a couple minutes ago, I was like, word, I have not seen that spelled out like that before. That is really cool. Even though it's like terrible to feel that way. But I was like, that is a fucking dope set of patterns. We're going to clear this shit out. Your highest selves basically are all working on you. This huge chamber. It's like this big sphere. And it's got this beautiful kind of liquidy shape to it. You guys are all kind of hanging out in there. It's a grid system inside of it. You're all in different harmonics in your individual little pods. And your highest selves are working on you. And then I'm essentially, I've duplicated myself and I'm helping out where I can, just kind of supporting the work where I can. So how do I do that? How do I duplicate myself? What is that? So essentially my consciousness, okay, I'm rendering it from a very different level, from a different station. I project my consciousness from the level I'm stationed at now into this dimensional order, okay? So because I know how to do that, I can refract my consciousness. Okay, I just put like a filter on it. Bing. I refract my light and I basically project myself because of that refraction, like putting a light through a crystal into where you guys all are. So some of you might have a dream about me. Some of you might have whatever, right? Oh yeah, Tally, I thought about you. I felt like you were talking to me. Yeah, you're just connecting with my consciousness, my duplicate, essentially. And then when I wrap up, I just remove that filter, that refraction, and then you can choose to stay connected or not. That's just a kind of a more advanced level tool I had to learn on my own. Again, creating a brand new operating system from scratch. So a lot of this has to do with permissions. Can I make the work more efficient? Why can't I duplicate myself? Like, what is really going on here? What's the physics of that? This kind of stuff. How can we clear at deeper levels without detox? Why is detox so heavy? Because the body is really heavy. And collective is really heavy. And everyone's oscillating at very different rates. You incarnate, you awaken, whatever, in our 30s and 40s. And then we spend the next several years getting a handle of the mechanics until we really start to get, you know, to get humming. And we go through these spurts of feeling really, really good. And then eventually you're just completely on your own and you know how to clear, you know how to level up. And then it's just a matter of getting reflected in community, whatever else. We're definitely not meant to do this alone, but eventually you just start to, you just get it. It just clicks. And then it can happen so fast, like overnight. You spend two decades doing stuff, you know, doing every modality, pouring money into yourself. You're not really feeling like it's moving very quickly. And then all of a sudden, boom, overnight, just all happens. You're like, oh my God, I finally get it. Have an exercise for you at the end of this. There's some questions you guys can ask yourself, like a self audit to see when this devaluation of love started. Before we get to self-respect, I'll just say these. When was the first time you felt devalued? When did the feeling start? What did my childhood teach me about love? What did it teach me? What are my needs now? how would it feel to start a relationship with someone who was actually very stable and steady, who cared about me, that I was actually interested in and attracted to deeply? Now, part of that is, how would it feel to have a very deep relationship with myself? That would be void of perfectionism, criticism, and abuse, by the way, comparison, all of that. So self-respect is when you consistently live within your values, how you feel about yourself and your reliability and personal commitment to self, the promises you keep to yourself. This is like an ongoing definition that I'm creating here. So if you're consistently live inside of your value and you don't have a lot of value, okay, inherent value, you don't feel you're highly valuable, then your self-respect will be compromised. Your ability to set boundaries, call yourself higher. You'll settle for less as a default. So part of this is like kind of disengaging these default settings around where your value set has been. Keep expanding, question everything. Thank you for letting me be of service to you all. And I will see you when I see you next.
Thanks so much for listening, you guys. Please make sure to leave a review and follow the fun on social media, because that's how it works in this world. In the meantime, get your freak on. I'll see you in the next session.